Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
All right, Wonder Twin, the ball is in your court for the end of the show today. What are we doing? The Limitless Express?
Yes, and let's begin with a new intro to the Express that goes like this.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron? Dr. Dick? What should we go with
here? You can call me Ron.
All right. What do you think of the intro, Joe?
Oh, that is... That is vintage.
I put that together yesterday.
Just to be clear, this is the Limited Express, our daily trip around the NFL, correct?
That is correct.
And let's, it's almost it. Like a two-minute warning. We got 2 minutes remaining in the period.
We have six, Bob, but who's counting? Okay.
First item up for grabs from ESPN Cleveland. Kevin Stefanski is once again taking over play calling for the Cleveland Browns. He gave it up. It was Ken Dorsey who was running the offense. He got fired as offensive coordinator. And now it's Kevin Stefanski with what seems like one last shot before he could be axed in Cleveland, despite being, Bob, a two-time coach of the year.
Yeah, I don't think it matters. Quarterback matters. You can call all the plays you want, but if you have the assortment of quarterbacks they have, then it won't matter one way or the other.
I agree with every syllable and half syllable Bob just said, and I would only add, going back to our coach of the year thing, that it's usually given to the wrong person, because it's always, oh, did you bring somebody up from nothing to something? Then you get the coach of the year over the guy that stays on top.
Yeah, staying on top is not a good position if you're trying to win coach of the year, because
right.
You just don't get the attention.
This guy's one of the most overrated coaches in NFL history, for my money. Next.
One report from Pro Football Talk is indicating that the Cowboys are closing in on a deal to make Brian Schottenheimer their new head coach. So yeah, no Dion.
I heard... I think it was Andrew Perlman on our station, you know, nationally yesterday, saying, oh, Jerry Jones would never goes for the high-profile guy because he wants to be the star. I'll criticize Jerry Jones all day long. He's a horrible de facto GM. But that is inaccurate. He hired Jimmy Johnson, for God's sakes, followed by Barry Switzer. Mike McCarthy he hired. Who else has been? Who am I? Bill Parcells. Jerry Jones wants to win and at least take steps toward trying to do it, and he certainly does not say to himself, you know what, I'm going to go for a low-profile coach because I want to be the guy. That his history does not speak to that.
No, and I agree with that from that point of view, but I also think his history suggests that he gets involved way too much in personnel decisions that he should stay away from.
All right, next up, how about this one? I found this pretty fascinating. Bill Belichick, Bob, he had not signed his contract at North Carolina until now. He just signed it. So he was potentially, with all these coaching openings available, able to just dip out of North Carolina and say, see you later. He now has a buyout of $10 million until June 1st, where it's $1 million after. That's unchanged. But Belichick went a while before signing his deal. What do you make of it?
I think he was playing his leverage point. He was still hoping that someone out there may approach him. And if so, then he would have the freedom to move. Even though that look would have been a bad look, it would have set North Carolina back. Just because then where do they go at that point? But I got to believe that the people in North Carolina would have understood that too. But they were willing to accept it, that he didn't sign. I would have insisted that, hey, we need you to put your name on this thing, just because if not, and we lose you because you may want another NFL job, then what do we do? You got to take care of your own there.
I'm distracted, Bob.
Joe, are you okay?
No. Yes, of course I'm okay. I got distracted by a Jennifer Aniston story.
Oh. Jeez. Would you like to share?
No, I
wouldn't like to share.
So I think Belichick should have put his name on that dotted line early and not let that thing dangle.
Nah, I don't care. He's 72 years old.
If you are North Carolina, wouldn't have you insisted? We hired you. Put your name on a damn thing.
No, you can't strong arm Bill. Colleges can't strong arm anybody these days. They're at the behest of the athletes. They're at the behest of the coaches.
Well, let's just say that
they can't do anything. They have no power anymore.
He decided he was going to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. He just walks away and leaves them in the dirt.
I took a big swing on Belichick, and if he didn't want to sign the contract till now, oh well. I was risking that he wouldn't go to the NFL. You know what? I have Bill Belichick. I win. Next.
Not necessarily because you don't have Tom Brady.
He still has eligibility left.
He could come back. He looks like a high school senior.
Does.
I mean, he could still have.
We only have a minute
look.
Left limits.
Was Jennifer Aniston's best movie or TV show Friends?
Yeah, I think
yes.
So. Well,
no
I
doubt
like
about
a lot
it.
Of her movies. The one with Adam Sandler.
Do you want,
there are two with Adam
Do you want
Sandler.
The Chiefs story or the Steelers story?
Steelers.
Pittsburgh will officially host the NFL draft on April 23rd to the 25th, it has been announced, with the main proceedings taking place right by the stadium on the North Shore and also at Point State Park. Bob, I saw you reacting to this not that long ago.
You know
yeah,
what? The
I
only
just, like,
problem with that is, Bob, only that? Teams that are 9-8 are allowed to draft in Pittsburgh.
Ha-ha. And you know
like
the crazy
horse?
Thing
like
about
horse.
It is?
You like that horse? Huh? We'll all draft 15th that
I'm
day.
I'm really looking forward to that because I just love to see how this thing has evolved. It's amazing what it's turned into and the economic impact. I think if you're a city, you want this for that reason. And
I'm pumped.
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome. I think people are going to come from all over. Every restaurant, hotel, there'll be field. There's excitement. And who knows? They can draft their future quarterback maybe that year right in Pittsburgh. And
I'm
you'll
happy
have a story
for
to
all
talk
of
about.
The restaurants. I think that's awesome. And hotels, the event itself, if there were a meter to measure how much I care about hosting the NFL draft, it couldn't go any lower than what it
but
is.
Mine is very high. I'm excited. I will be there. I will,
certainly
you, will see
you know
me.
You got groups coming in. You have entertainment. It's a big event. People love events, don't
yes.
they?
Does everybody have to love it, Bob?
No, I
couldn't care less. I'm glad that people will get business out of it. That's the part I care about. The event itself, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I know Limits will be there cheering. You'll be one of those people on TV cheering or booing the Steelers pick.
I'll be like,
you?
Come on!
Hey,
you should have drafted
you know
this guy!
We have to
wait,
go,
real
Bob.
Quick, wait,
I'm
going
to get in trouble
I saw
here. I'm the
Instagram
one who gets in trouble.
Where all the Buffalo fans, when they picked Josh Allen, were in just shock, disbelief,
right.
anger.
Yes, that's and what people do.
That's what they do.
That's going to be Limits when they draft Drew Aller. 2 years from now.
I'll
it's
be cheering.
Be, come on, boo! Or, yeah,
why will I be booing
you'll
that?
Be the only guy cheering for Drew Aller.
No, hey, by the time Drew Aller goes and takes Penn State to as far as they can go, they'll be good.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking brought to you by your local GEICO rep very kindly, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Thank you, Bob.
See you guys.
See ya.